GamerNode.com presents episode 3 of the
Big Man Rant.
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 But I got Jason. I got Jason. Oh wait, no, where did he go? He was standing right here. My wife's gonna kill me. Jason, where did he go? You got me searching high and low. Heart is racing. Press X to Jason.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Big Man Rant. I am GamerNode.com's associate editor, Jason Finelli. And I want to take a second before I start to acknowledge the intro song to today's Big Man Rant, Press X to Jason, based off of the excellent February release, Heavy Rain. A friend of mine had asked me to make him a ringtone for his phone of Ethan Mars yelling, "Jason, Jason," in the mall that he could use for me. As I was looking for the proper soundbite to use, I found this song by a guy named Eric Fullerton, which basically represents the one part of gaming that ruined my name. It's a very upbeat song for what happens in the scene, and I really, really enjoy it. So, Mr. Eric Fullerton, I appreciate it. It made me really, really laugh. And I hope there's more work from you in the future. If you want to check out Eric, twitter.com/nailhead. There, free endorsement for you, my friend. Thank you very much. I enjoyed your song. It was awesome. A couple of news items I want to tap into today before I get into my topic. Music fans will be delighted to see the DJ Hero 2 track list that was just released yesterday. Excellent, excellent, excellent track list all the way around. Some great mashups there from some top DJs. I hope that it's, if it's half as good as the first soundtrack was, we'll be fine. It'll be a great soundtrack. Great for the car, great for the game itself, great for everything. I am very, very pumped to hear what these guys have in store for us. A 10-minute video of BioShock Infinite gameplay hit the internet this week, and let me tell you, it is vomit-inducing goodness. I have never experienced vertigo in a game quite like I experienced just watching BioShock Infinite. I don't usually get that weird stomach feeling. It doesn't usually affect me all that much. But seeing him whip around the sky in that roller coaster type scene, I almost lost my lunch. And for a game's video to do that, I can't imagine what I'm going to be feeling like when I have the controller in my hand and I'm going to want to hurl in the middle of what could be an epic scene. That game is going to blow us all away, and I wouldn't be surprised that whenever it does come out at the end of that year, it takes every Game of the Year award there is. Because it's just, it blew me away. But it's irrational, and it's Ken Levine, so I trust them. I can't wait to see more, can't wait to actually play it. Looks great, guys. And now, for something that I'm going to do, every Big Man Rant from here until spring of 2011. You all know I love the game. Now it's time for the Marvel Cap moment, where I talk about Marvel Cap vs. Capcom 3, anything new that came out, anything worth talking about. Tokyo Game Show this past weekend, we got 4 brand new characters and a brand new stage, as well as a trailer for episode 2 of the story mode, however many episodes that may be. Good to see Tron Bonn back. When I wrote my article a couple weeks ago, I did not expect her to return. So I was glad that I was wrong about that. Watching her videos and seeing her screenshots, she seems like she'll fit right at home. Giant Servbot is back, which makes everybody happy. That's exciting. Spider-Man was expected from day one. As soon as they announced the game, you expect Spider-Man in it. Good to see him finally get his due, and hopefully now that he's announced, we can start getting some brand new Marvel characters. Though we did get one this week with X-23. Now, a lot of people are saying, wow, X-23, we're already in the clones of characters, huh? Because she's an obvious Wolverine clone. I'm not so sure yet. I want to see how she feels. I want to play with her and see how she handles. She seems like she's not as fast as Wolverine. And she seems like her hitboxes are a little different in her actual movements. So I'm not convinced yet. I want to actually see what she does before I go calling her a Wolverine clone. Just because she is made like Wolverine, she has the same weapons as Wolverine, doesn't mean she's specifically going to be a clone. So hold your horses on that. And then, of course, the coup de grace, Albert Wesker making his Marvel vs. Capcom 3 debut. I don't know about you, but I am Very, very excited for this. If there was anyone who deserved a spot in this game, it was Albert Wesker. He was on my list from that article a couple weeks ago. And I thought he'd make it in just on the principle of villains. The Marvel side is killing Capcom right now with villains. And until Wesker this weekend, Capcom didn't have a villain. It was all heroes, all good guys. Finally, someone comes to light where it'll represent the bad side of Capcom. And it's about freaking time. Because Marvel had Dormammu, they had Doctor Doom, they had Super Skrull, they had Deadpool can be considered a bad guy in some aspects, but he's a fan favorite, so I guess you can't. But they were killing us as far as killing Capcom as far as villains were concerned. It's nice to see Wesker, and quite frankly, I think Wesker could take all four of those Marvel villains, but that's just me. So yeah, very, very cool stuff from Tokyo Game Show. New York Comic Con in 3 weeks, we'll have Marvel vs. Capcom 3 featured, and I will be there. So if I play my cards right, hopefully you'll see a video interview or some type of interview from yours truly having to do with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. That's it for news for right now. I would like to get into my main topic of today, which Kyle Hilliard, another writer at GamerNode.com, he recently wrote a feature entitled Another Internet List of Things Worth Hating. I liked his list. There were a couple of things I agreed with, a couple of things I didn't agree with. However, there was one in particular that I really stopped to listen to because I had been thinking about ranting about this for some time now. It's called Bizarre Unflinching Allegiance to a Particular Corporation. And this is what he says. I am not saying I don't have my preferences and biases regarding the three big three console manufacturers. If a game releases on all three consoles, I know exactly which system I'm buying it for, and I'm not telling you which one. But this isn't so much a hatred I have for these sad, misguided corporate patriots as it is an eyebrow-raising, headache-inducing confusion. Those who claim undying allegiance to one particular console are simply blinding themselves from other great games. Perhaps strangest of all, though, is that these fans are becoming free evangelists for a corporation. People forget that Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo are companies created to make money. They've all created some wonderful products that we cherish and adore, but ultimately these are corporate entities, giant money-gobbling beasts who spit out cool electronics for us to quickly run in and grab before getting stomped on by mighty corporate feet. He touches on something here that I have been thinking about for a very, very long time. I think it really boils down to what the definition of a gamer is. Now, some of you say, simple, a gamer is someone who plays games. I don't see it that way. Because, like Kyle talks about here, someone who blindly follows Sony and only buys PlayStation games and only buys PSP and stuff like that is great and all, but they're missing out on games like Halo and Gears of War and the Mario and the Zelda and the Metroid and games that are not popular, but games that are good, games that are worth playing, games that can shape your entire opinion as a gamer. For me, in order to be a true gamer, a 100% pure, top-of-the-list game enthusiast, you have to be willing to try everything. You have to get everything. You have to, not get everything, but you have to be willing to sit down with any particular game at any particular time and play it. If you don't like it, fine. That's the beauty of opinion. But how would you know unless you didn't play it? These people, I used to be considered a Nintendo fanboy. I was big under the Nintendo train. I always thought that Nintendo was the best and that Microsoft was a close second, but then Sony was poop. It was basically this opinion happened right at the beginning of this console generation when the PS3 was an exorbitant amount of money. But then I got a PS3. I knew I was going to want one, and then I got one. Truth be told, I got one for Metal Gear Solid 4 because I was a big Metal Gear fan. But then I started playing games that I would not be able to play without a PS3. Infamous. Infamous is one of my favorite games in the system, but I would never been able to play it if I had kept my allegiances up. Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain, the song at the beginning of this, Heavy Rain's one of my favorite games of this year. I wouldn't have been able to play it if it wasn't for my wanting Metal Gear. So thank you, Metal Gear, for introducing me to Heavy Rain. But to get back on topic, a lot of people consider themselves gamers because they play games. And while, you know, technically that is true, a gamer games, I think there is more to the term than just simply saying, I play games. You have to be willing to accept anything and everything that gaming throws at you. You have to be able to adapt to what companies are trying to do. You have to be able to accept things that you may not particularly like about what they're doing to one of your favorite franchises, but just trust the company that's making it enough that when the game comes out, you'll try it no matter what system it's for. A perfect example of this stems from Tokyo Game Show this past weekend and the reveal of DMC, a Devil May Cry adaptation being made by Ninja Theory of Heavenly Sword and the upcoming Enslaved fame. People are screaming on the Capcom message boards, screaming about the fact that he has brown hair. What? You've played four Devil May Cry games, and you've loved them all, and you're willing to throw this one out the window because of his hair color? This could be the best controlling game with the best story in the entire series, but you would limit yourself from playing it because his hair is a darker shade. To me, that's silly. That's very silly. Yes, it's not the same as what you're used to, and yes, it's a radical change, it's a friggin' hair color. Yes, it's different, but you've trusted Capcom for this long through four different titles of the franchise. What's not one more? If you really like the white hair, if you really, really can't get over it, go play the other games. Go play Marvel Cap 3. He's in there. But do not let hair color be the reason that you keep yourself away from what could be a fantastic game in one of your favorite franchises. I don't understand it. I don't understand the idea. I don't understand that people would get so angry about something like that. It boggles my mind. And that really goes down to what people are saying about games, about being a gamer. If you're not able to roll with the punches, essentially, then I don't think you should call yourself a true gamer. Now, this is going to be a very controversial topic. I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. But I just don't see it. I don't see how you can call yourself you can include yourself amongst the gamer crowd if you're not willing to try everything. I mean, if you don't have the financial means and you can only buy one system, that's one thing. That's one thing entirely. If you just find that Microsoft is a better system to your tastes, that's fine too. But if you blindly wave the flag, like Kyle talks about here, without even giving a second thought to any of the other games, then I don't think you deserve to be called a gamer. You can be called a fanboy. You can be called a zealot. You can be called whatever you want. But gamer, in my opinion, is not a title that you deserve. Why should we include you among the gamer community if you're going to tell someone that their opinion is wrong for liking a game that you didn't even try? I just don't see it. Now, if you try a demo of a game and it's not your thing, then badmouth it all you want. But at least you tried it. And because you tried it, you then were able to form your opinion, an educated opinion at that, and that's something that can be lauded and that can really legitimize your gaming, your gamerdom, let's call it. I hear people all the time telling me that Modern Warfare is better than Halo because it's real weapons in real time, and it's not set in the future. It's not sci-fi bullshit, is what one person called it. And I said to him, sir, when's the last time you played Halo? He said, Halo 1. So you hadn't played Halo 2 with the online matchmaking, and you hadn't played Halo 3 with the end of the story and ODST with the firefight mode and Reach. You didn't play Reach with all the excellent additions with the armor abilities and stuff like that? No, it's all sci-fi. Well then, why are you badmouthing Halo? If you're not playing the game, you can't badmouth it. Simple as that. I mean, I understand you have allegiances. You like one game better more than the other. Fine, but don't go disparaging another game just because you don't like the subject matter. I gotta tell you, I liked Modern Warfare 2. I played it a lot with my friends, but now that Reach is out, I don't know if I'll ever go back. With Modern Warfare 2, I went to bed angry every night after playing. With Reach, I'm not as angry. I have a feeling of, yes, I was losing, or yes, I wasn't doing well, but I'm having fun. With Modern Warfare 2, it was like, well, I'm losing, and I just want to throw my head against the wall because this game is pissing me off. I don't have that problem with Halo. Halo is fun, where Modern Warfare 2 feels like work. And that's my opinion. But I played the game. I can form the opinion. I gave it a shot. I hear people all the time, Xbox is better than PS3, PS3 is better than 360, Wii is better than all of them. Listen, they each have their own perks. Wii, perfect family system. Games suited for the children and the kids and the family. Guilty Party by Disney is a recent one that's very, very good. So on and so forth. PS3, I've realized, is for the tech head, the guy who likes his video and his pictures and his movies and his games all in one place, and he can stream from wherever he wants, and he can do all that stuff. 360 is for the strictly gamer. They have a good controller, a more comfortable controller. It's better for shooters. The online service, though you pay for it, is vastly superior, in my opinion. But I have all three, and I was able to formulate these opinions by playing them. You can't just buy a 360 and then say PS3 sucks. And you can't do the... And vice versa. You can't just buy a PS3 and say Microsoft sucks. It doesn't work that way. Now, if you're one of those people who bought 15 Red Ring Xboxes and finally said, screw this, I'm going to PlayStation, you tried it. That's fine. And I keep going back to basically rephrasing the same point, but that's the point I'm trying to make here. To call yourself a gamer, you have to play the games. You can't just blindly raise your shield and say, I am Microsoft, hear me roar. You can't do that. You can't do it. Because if you do that, you're limiting yourself from the full spectrum of games. How about someone who's a first-person shooter fan but won't play Bioshock because it's not multiplayer? Bioshock 1. Because of a lack of multiplayer. They would be limiting themselves from one of the best stories of this generation. But there's no multiplayer, so they don't care. I know people who play Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, the Halos, whatever, and go straight into the multiplayer. Don't even touch the campaign. You would play Halo 1 and 2 throughout their campaigns, but not play Halo 3? Not finish it? The mantra of the game was finish the fight. You wouldn't do it. That boggles my mind. I don't understand. It even seems now that people are starting to cater towards the multiplayer crowd, like Dead Space 2 putting in multiplayer, which looks cool, but at the same time, does it really need it? Dead Space 1 didn't need it. Dead Space 1 was a great game. But people didn't play it as much as they had hoped because there was no multiplayer. Again, limiting yourself for your own biased beliefs. Yeah, I like playing games online with people. I love it. I do it every night. But that doesn't mean I'm going to limit myself from what's potentially a great game just because there's no multiplayer to be had. If that were true about me, I wouldn't have played Mass Effect. And if you follow me on GamerNode, you know that Mass Effect is top. Mass Effect 1 and 2, top of my list, probably for the foreseeable future, overall, Mass Effect. No multiplayer. I wouldn't have played either of them if I was just a multiplayer junkie. I would have limited myself from one of the best interactive stories ever. In games, movies, TV, whatever. I would have limited myself because there wasn't multiplayer. If you don't try everything, then how can you be considered a gamer? It's like your mother always said at the dinner table, hey, you should have some of these. I don't like them. You ever had them? No. Then how do you know you don't like them? We all had that argument. And the same goes for games. How can you tell me that you don't like it if you didn't actually play it? That's all I'm saying. I don't want people to be like, wow, you better get off your high horse just because you can play every game doesn't mean we can. I understand that. But don't go bad-mouthing games that you haven't played just because you can. Because then you don't sound like a gamer. You sound like a nut job. You sound like a zealot. You sound like an idiot, essentially. You sound like a big dope. And because of that, no one will take you seriously. Now, you don't have to agree with me. That's, like I said, it's a beauty of opinion. But that's my story. That's how I feel. Gamers try everything. If you blindly follow one person or another, you're not a gamer. You're an enthusiast. You like playing them. But you're not a gamer. You're not a gamer until you come into some Buddhist-like mindset of transcendence where you basically say, they're all games. I'll try them all. I like to play, so what makes me think I wouldn't like to play this or that? You can't just blindly go, I like Sony, or I like Nintendo, which I used to do, admittedly. And then one day I realized, you know what, this is dumb. I like playing all kinds of games. Let's play all kinds of games. And there you go. So, that's the big man rant for today. I'm going to lead you out today with a fantastic song from the boys at OC Remix. If you're a fan of Final Fantasy VI and you like gaming remixes, you are going to love this song. It's called Terra in Black. This has been the Big Man Rant, Episode 3, What is a Gamer? I am Jason Finelli. You guys have a nice day.